Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Spreading the good news. Amen? Amen. My brothers and sisters, that's what is so wonderful about our salvation. That is what is so wonderful about our God. That is what is so wonderful about this walk that we have with Jesus Christ, because it is nothing but good news. And what are you talking about, you preacher, when you say good news? Well, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And see, even though Paul is talking to the Roman Christians, he's talking to the Roman Jews and the Gentiles, those Christians of that day, we can still apply that to today's atmosphere, that we are doing nothing but trying to spread good news. Yeah. See, my brothers and sisters, we ought to be all about spreading the good news. See, once we get a hold to something good, you ought to at least want to share it with someone else. Just like those of us that like Chevrolet. You got you a good Chevrolet car, then you tell everybody else. You ought to go out and get you a Chevy or a Ford or a Toyota, because you have what? You've experienced it and you have tried it, and you want somebody else because you're what? Spreading something good. Good news. So we're spreading the good news this morning, and Paul is soon to visit Rome, and he's soon to talk to those Christians there and trying to bring some type of peace between the Gentiles and the Jews in order for us all to work together in spreading the gospel or the good news. See, and the reason why we should be about spreading good news, my brothers and sisters, because somebody had to share it with you. And because now you have it, you ought to at least want to go out and help somebody else. Yeah, like we talked about that car. You know, that's your favorite brand. Or you like to go shop at Walmart. You say, girl, go over there and go to Walmart. Or the fellas, you know, you might go to the men's clothing. So, man, go over there and get that nice suit. That suit, oh, yeah, it'll fit you just right. We have those things that we have experienced for ourselves. And because it's something good to us, Sister Amy, we ought to at least want to tell somebody else about it. Help me spread the good news. Yeah. And I like what Paul says. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. And my brothers and sisters, the gospel, it puts people right with God that are under the power of sin. And see, we have to realize that when we give someone a good word, when we encourage others, we're helping them to get closer and closer to God. See, the gospel is good news. And see, amen. Y'all know we like some good gossip. Amen. I caught you there in the little gossip. Oh, yeah. And we like to spread some gossip. Oh, but we ought to be in the business of spreading the gospel. Amen. Oh, yeah. Compel those that are lost to come and find the Lord. Compel and tell those who are outside that it's going to rain and you need to come in the ark. Yeah. Because, brothers and sisters, yeah, there's going to come a time when you want to call on his name. But when it starts raining, it's going to be too late, baby. Yeah. Come to the ark now. Oh, yeah, we ought to be about spreading the gospel, the good news. The gospel puts people right with God. Yeah, for he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Somebody say power. Yeah, power, my brothers and sisters. God's word carries a lot of power. The good news, my brothers and sisters, it has a lot of power. And if you watch this, my brothers and sisters, you can't come out of whatever it is that you were in until you heard that there was another alternative to whatever it is that you were stuck in. Somebody had to share something with you. They had to give you an alternative. My brothers and sisters, I'm offering you today the word of God. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that there is power in the word of the Lord. Yeah, see the good news, that there's power, yeah, of God unto salvation. Yeah, the good news can cause things to change. Yeah, the good news can cause people. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Yeah, so see, the good news can cause situations to change. Yeah, because it has power. Remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. For the word of God is quick and it's powerful. Oh, yeah. The word of God is powerful. Yeah, you want to change some people, just keep on giving them some good news. Amen. See, we like bad news. We dwell in gossip. But if you really want to change some situations, give us some good news. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. You want to get some of them people from standing on the corner, off the corner? Start preaching to them. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Yeah. Instead of giving them $2 and $3, start handing them some groceries. You say you homeless? Okay. I'm going to give you something that you can use. What did, oh, yeah, did John say when he was on his way into the temple? He said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I can give you some good, woo, hallelujah, I can give you some Jesus. Yeah, yeah, get up. Oh, yeah, take up thy bed and walk. Get off this corner. Yeah, because you are blessed. If you are the Lord's chosen, if you are the Lord's creature, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I know that's kind of harsh, but if we all belong to God, he provides for all of us. Oh, yeah. And if you got enough sense to stand on a corner and make a sign, oh, come on, somebody, and stand there for 6 hours in the hot sun, you got sense enough to stand 6 hours over the grill. Oh, come on now. Give him the gospel. Yeah, some people are going to say, well, that's a little too harsh. He don't know why he's out there. Well, my brothers and sisters, I come to tell you, try the Spirit by. Uh-huh. Yeah. And if the Spirit says, tell them, oh, yeah, what God says, he's got power to get you off this corner. Yeah, the word of God is quick. And it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, discerning between the soul. But see, what happens is we like bad news. We like to lay down in the mud and wallow in our situations and become victims rather than coming out of what God has called us out of and to be victorious rather than victims. Yeah. Yeah, he's powerful. Yeah, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news. I ain't ashamed of it. Don't you be ashamed of it. Yeah, see, my brothers and sisters, it's powerful. And see, a powerful sermon is not only what you say, but a powerful sermon is also how you carry yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. See, if you want power over some of these young folks out here, if they still see you doing what they like to do, oh, come on now. Ain't no use of telling them, don't do as I do, do as I say. Nah, that crap ain't gonna work. You got to live right in front of them in order for them to change their ways. Huh. You can't expect for somebody else to hear you when you're not living the lifestyle of the Lord yourself. You still, I'm gonna leave that alone. Amen. The word of God is powerful. And see, we've changed God's word into something weak. We say that we're his. We say that he's our king. But we still sometimes live the lifestyles of people that are defeated. We're living lifestyles of people that are always trying to get over when we really ought to be living the lifestyle of the blessed and highly favored. We got power. You got power to come out of your poverty. Stop buying outfits for the club. Come on now. And feed your child. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. We got power to come out of our situations. Yeah, come off the corner instead of standing on the corner. Them 6 hours we just talked about. Go and be productive somewhere else. Oh. It's powerful, the word of God. I am not ashamed of the good news. See, we got to spread good news. And see, I know gossip spreads fast, but the good news spreads last. Oh, come on, y'all didn't catch that. Y'all didn't catch that. And I'm not talking about last in position, but I'm talking about last as endurance. Woo, hallelujah. Y'all didn't catch it? You still didn't catch it. Gossip spreads fast, but the good news, the gospel spreads last. Yeah, it has a lasting endurance. Yeah. How many of y'all ever had a good time in church? It was so fire. Oh, yeah, the spirit was so fire and so high, by the time you got home, you were still crying. By the time you got to work tomorrow, you were still full on the gospel. Oh, yeah, see, my brothers and sisters, the gospel has endurance, and it lasts, and it's powerful. Not only was Paul trying to get them to see that this gospel that we're preaching, it's powerful, but it's also persuasive. Somebody say persuasive. See, good news is supposed to, oh yeah. See, woo, hallelujah. Somebody know what I'm talking about. See, sometimes good news ain't what you really, oh, come on somebody. See, somebody needs to know that the truth will set us free from some of the situations that we are living in. And sometimes it may be bitter going in. You might get mad at your preacher because he's telling you, you got to let go of this. You got to turn loose of that. You're going to get mad at some of your preachers. But when you try the Lord's God, oh, hallelujah, when you try his word, be sweet. Yeah. Yeah, to get you out of whatever you're in. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, somebody needs to know that the good news, yeah, is persuasive. See, good news draws, and it can also drive. See, if you don't want to hear the truth, you'll run from it. Oh, come on, somebody. See, the good news, when we spread that gospel, yeah, you'll either run from it or it'll draw you closer. It's persuasive. Oh, it's convicting. Woo, hallelujah today. How many of y'all ever just minding your own business, thinking you was getting away, whatever you was getting away with, but you heard a preacher come over the TV. You heard, oh yeah, maybe a preacher on the radio, or you was driving down the highway and you saw a marquee or a billboard talking about what Jesus said. Yeah, you'll get convicted in your spirit and you'll become persuasive. I need to let that lifestyle go so that I can live a lifestyle for Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, persuaded. Now that power of that word has now persuaded us. It has changed us. It has convicted us. It has quickened us. And see, that word quicken also means brought us to life. What do they do when they get you in the hospital and they shock you? Yeah, you were maybe on your way out of here, but they got you on that bed and they shock you. What they did, they quickened you back to life. The word of God is quick. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. See, it's persuasive. If you remember in the book of Acts, chapter 8, as the Ethiopian eunuch was in Jerusalem worshiping, and on his way back to Ethiopia, the Spirit led Philip. Y'all see that? The Spirit led him to go and speak to the eunuch. And when the eunuch and Philip came together, it says that he was reading the book of Isaiah. And when he was reading the book of Isaiah, Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" He said, "I don't unless somebody shows." Oh, we got this. Hello, somebody. See, somebody may be already trying to grasp onto this word. Grasp on to this God that we serve. Grasp on to this Savior that we have. And we have to continue to spread it in order to draw them in, persuade it. And after Philip had preached the gospel to him, he was persuaded to give his life to the Lord. He said, "Tell you what, I see water. What prevents me from being baptized?" Oh, come on, somebody. What does baptism represent? Representing you laying down your old self and coming up a new creature. He was persuaded. Oh, my brothers and sisters, how many of y'all remember when someone told you the gospel? Because we were saved, now it's our time to go out and share the gospel with someone else. Yeah, can't be ashamed of this gospel. Yeah, we talked about this a few minutes ago. Yeah, your video ought to match your audio. Amen. Y'all see that? Amen. See that? Because remember, my brothers and sisters, somebody's always watching. And you got to make sure that your video is matching, your audio. Yeah. Persuaded. Somebody say persuaded. See, because he taught him and showed him what the scripture said, he said, "What prevents me from getting baptized? What prevents me from now?" In other words, ain't nothing in the way now. Oh, come on, somebody. Because my last point, I'm getting ready to go. Not only is the word of God powerful, not only is the word of God persuasive, but the word of God is personal. See, sometimes we are in our own way of our blessing. Oh, come on, somebody. And the word of God is powerful enough to persuade us to get us out of our own. Oh, come on. Out of our own way. Yeah, because it said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ." Yeah, my brothers and sisters, it's personal. Somebody say personal. Yeah, see, my brothers and sisters, Paul is letting us know here that the gospel is just not for the uppity-uppities. You know, you look good. We look pretty nice coming in here today. Y'all got your nice colors on. You got your suits on. You got your dresses on. See, Paul is letting us know it's not just a gospel for the uppity-uppities or those of us who consider ourselves saved, but it's also for those that are unsaved. It's also for those that we may not consider that need to hear. Remember, I told you a few minutes ago that person on the corner might need to hear the gospel in order for them to come up off that corner. Well, I don't know if he might have COVID or something. He ain't had no bath in about 5 days. She looked like she just came from under a rock somewhere. But baby, the gospel saved you. The gospel can save somebody else. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's for all of us. Look at what he says. Verse number 14. I am debtor both to the, y'all see that? Greeks and to the barbarian. Who are the barbarians? Them crazy folks. Yeah. People we don't think that we ought to be considered to hang out with. Guess what Jesus did when he came? He didn't always hang out with the elites. He hung out with the outcasts. Oh, come on, somebody. Because he said, I'm not coming for those that are already well. I'm coming for the ones that are, they need to hear. It comes personal. Yeah, see, the gospel is not just for the big uppity ups. Yeah, but the gospel is for everybody. It's personal. Even you, if you're strung out on drugs, even you, yeah, if you have an abusive marriage, even you, the gospel can get you out of some of these situations. Even you, whatever it is that you're dealing with, even you got some money situations. Even you're thinking about filing for bankruptcy. Even you, the gospel can get you out of some of these situations. Even if you got COVID, even if you had COVID, even if you're gonna get COVID, the gospel can save you. Yeah. It's personal. Yeah. Yeah. When it's personal, when you say, by his stripes, I am healed. Yeah, Satan, you may try to tell me something else, but I read in God's word. He says, speak those things that be not as though they are. Yeah. See, the gospel is personal. I can make it fit me. And I can make it fit. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. Yeah, it'll fit me. It'll fit you. Oh, yeah. See, it's made for everybody. See, it's personal. See, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Somebody say promise. His promise is his word, y'all. Whatever God said, that settles it. If he said it, that settles it. Ain't no talking back. You know how children like to talk back. Well, mom, well, dad. No! If God said it, that settles it. Ain't no talking back. Well, Lord, I don't know if I need to do this. And Lord, no, if he said it, that settles it. He's not slack concerning his promise. Yeah, some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering. Somebody say patient. He gave you time to get right, didn't he? Woo! Oh, yeah. Thank the Lord he didn't take us out where we was at when we were doing what we... Come on, somebody. Yeah. Yeah, how many of y'all been in some situations where the bullets were flying? Oh, yeah, in the club. How many of y'all been in some situations when the knives came out? Yeah, but God let you get out of them situations. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, he's not slack concerning his promise. He's long-suffering. He gave you time to get it right. Oh, yeah, he's long-suffering towards us, Lord. Yeah, not willing that any should perish. He's not willing for you to perish, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, but all should come to repentance. See, he didn't leave you where he found you. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. See, some of us, we like the situations that we were in. Some of us were comfortable in them situations that we were in. But somebody uprooted us with a word from the Lord. Yeah, see, them wayward children that we got right now, all we got to do is keep on giving them the gospel. Let the gospel do the work. Yeah, we can't put our hands on them like we want to. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, yeah, because you know you got some grown folks that don't do no grown people stuff. Hello, somebody. They got sense enough to do grown people stuff. They still doing teenage stuff. Yeah, you want to put your hands on them, but don't put your hands on them. Let God put his... Oh, yeah, it's personal. Yeah, just like he had to do it for you, he's got to do it for them. Yeah, he has no willing that any man should perish. But everybody has a chance to come to repentance. Yes, it's personal. Not only, my brothers and sisters, do we spread the gospel because it's powerful. Not only do we spread the gospel because it's persuasive. It got us out of our situations. But we spread it because it's personal. And because it got us out, now we have to spread that gospel in order to help somebody else out. Oh, hallelujah today. And see, we talked about this a few minutes ago. A lot of times we can't find the words to bring forth in order to tell somebody. But all you got to do is show God's love. Oh, come on, somebody. Because he showed his love for us. He showed his patience towards us. He showed, oh, come on, somebody, his compassion towards us. Help us today spread this good news. Help us tell a dying world that there was a Savior that died and that they don't have to die because he's already paid the price. Help us spread the good news about that one that hung from the 6th to the 9th hour. Help me lift him up. Isn't that what he said? He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Jesus died, was buried, rose again with all power in his hands. Power to save, power to heal, power to change our situation. I don't know who may hear this down the line. I know y'all are hearing it right now. But whoever hears it by radio, whoever hears it by online streaming, yeah, whatever situation you're in, the good news can raise you up out of that situation that you're in. It's powerful. It's persuasive. It'll change some things. Yeah. See, I always tell people, you know, I'm going to leave this. I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave y'all alone. They always say, in every family, there's that one crazy one. Amen. In every household or every family, there's always that one crazy one. Well, if it ain't anybody crazy in your household, maybe the crazy one is, come on. He'll change you. Yeah. He'll make you. Yeah. He'll make you. Yeah. Turn your life around. Yeah. You think you hard, Mr. Macho. Yeah, he'll change the hardest of the hardest. Yeah, like he softened the heart of Pharaoh. Oh, yeah, he'll put you on your knees. Yeah, make you call on. Yeah.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.